This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA, your home improvement information source. I'm Dave Rush, glad to be with you today. In our first segment on the show this hour, we're going to talk about saving money on cable and satellite TV. And from a website called Disable My Cable, this is a guy had his own website. Just a regular guy. His name is Brian Shim. Just wants to help people, his friends, others out there, to minimize their costs on cable and satellite TV. So I'll bring in my co-host, Steve Leventhal. And Steve, you're a satellite TV guy, but I'm sure you and most anybody you know would like to save money on cable and satellite, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I pay way too much.
Well, they say, or Brian says on his site, that the average cable customer spends $100 a month on cable. Now, what about you on satellite? And I don't know what level of service you have, but, give us a ballpark figure what you're spending each month on satellite TV.
About $150 a month.
$150. Okay, that's a lot of money. But you probably get the whole shebang. You probably get a lot of movie channels and the such. But
no,
here's
I
some
don't.
Ways that Disable My Cable, the website disablemycable.com, says to save. One of these, or a couple of these I've actually done myself, but one is just getting free television, broadcast digital TV. I went out, I bought an antenna. This would be for about $35. I bought one. And I don't have cable TV. I just plug the antenna in. You make sure that you're all set up on your TV with that. You have to download the channels and all. But we get crystal clear HD quality television through rabbit ears, basically, is what they are. And Steve, you've heard about this. You can get the CBS, NBC, Fox, your PBS stations, and a variety of other ones. Have you ever seen TV with rabbit ears, Steve?
All I can remember was growing up and with the putting aluminum foil on the end of the rabbit ears, always sort of moving them around. I guess those days are gone, right?
But yeah, no, this is digital quality. Now, you have to move them around, kind of like the old rabbit ears. You have to move them around to get all of the different channels. But in Phoenix, where I have these, we get 30-plus channels. And the author of DisableMyCable.com website, Brian, says he's in Providence, Rhode Island, and he gets over 100. He said in L.A., he was able to get, when he lived there, he was able to get over 100 channels. So he gets 30 in Providence, 100 in L.A. So I guess a lot of it depends on the area that you're in and how many stations are broadcasting in this fashion. But you do, on that, you get a lot of religious channels. You get a lot of foreign language channels.
Yes, if you can speak Mandarin or Korean or Greek, you're golden.
But it's a way to do it, okay? Other ways to cut your television consumption cost is to just totally break from the cable company or satellite. And in addition to possibly having antenna TV. Now, with this antenna stuff, you can't do it if you're in a remote area or not in an area that has a lot of these channels or they're far away.
Or underground.
But another one, though, Steve, is the internet, the NBC, CBS, Fox, PBS, even Yahoo, a lot of different outlets offer television shows on demand, right? You're familiar with this.
A lot of them offer television shows on demand. In many cases, they might be a few days, if you don't mind not airing them, when they come out live. The other thing you also have to be aware of is some of the more selective things, even if it's, like, let's say, a sports programming, still requires some level of basic cable.
Right. That's true. I know for sports you do. Okay. That's for sure. But you can go to ABC's website, PBS's website. And then there's a lot of different video websites out there. Yahoo View, OV Guide, Daily Motions are some that he lists up here. And you can go get these television shows on demand. Now, a lot of them, Steve, are only on your laptop, okay? But, you know, and you can get into this. Tell people how you can transfer this to your bigger television or your smart TV. Go ahead.
Well,
and give
it's going to depend on a couple of things. Primarily, if you have a tablet or a laptop, there are cables now that will output the video output that you would normally put into your monitor. You can now convert them into a feed that would then have an HDMI output. And any of the big TVs nowadays all have HDMI inputs and usually have multiple HDMI inputs. Another thing, you were talking about the channels. Yeah, ABC, most of the networks will give you their shows for free. CBS is the only network that will not give you their shows for free. They have a service that they're trying to promote, but you have to subscribe to it.
Okay. And some other ways to cut the bill. So you can just get your shows off the internet. You can get them off of over-the-air, basically, is what they would say, TV with rabbit ears. That way you don't need cable at all. Or if you do have cable, there are some other things that you might want to do if you want to keep the cable. You can cut your extras. You look and see maybe basic cable only costs 20, 30 some bucks a month. If you don't need all the rest of that stuff and just kind of want the basics, you can go that way.
Yeah, well, what you do is you get the basic cable package so that you have a cable, so that you have a cable account. Because in that way, then you can get ESPN. Then you can get most of those, as you said, the sports channels.
Some.
Because it's required that you have some kind of subscription. And the other thing is, here's another thing you haven't even thought about. Get it in one television and then use your other devices, or even there's a product called the Sling Box that they sell. It's a one-time purchase.
Right.
It's a box that you can hook up into your primary TV, and then with an app that you get from that company, you can then literally port the picture around your house and just watch it on another device somewhere else in your house.
And you have a device where you can watch what you get at your home on your computer at a remote location, right?
Dish has something like that called the Hopper. Although, in truth, even DirecTV now is offering that. They're all offering something, and as does Comcast, Xfinity, and the various permutations of the cable companies. They all have products now where you can watch stuff from your home outside of the house.
Okay. Now, we're talking about this website, disablemycable.com. Another thing they say to do up here is to negotiate with your cable company. And this isn't just cable. It's in a lot of instances with different services that you get. You know, if you don't call them every year or so and say, what's the better package, and maybe I'm going to do something else besides be with you guys and renegotiate, you're just going to continue to pay more. And he says, right, you know, for himself, he's gotten offers of a discount right off the bat. And I've seen that happen, too, in our own household. So just negotiating with the cable company is part of it.
Yeah, they like to give you discounts. They might give you $10 off a month, $15 off a month, just as, you know, they can't necessarily reduce your base price, but they'll find other creative ways to save you money.
They are, or if you're using, you know, internet at the house also, they can bundle it up, like you've heard them say that. A lot of people don't have landlines right now, but some people, like myself, I have a landline. I have the high-speed internet. Then I don't have cable TV at the house. But if I did, among those other services, you cut your costs by putting them all together.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different ways you can go about it, Steve. Go ahead.
Right. There's another product called Apple TV. Same thing as there's the Chrome by Google has one. And so you plug it into your TV, and it will also give you access. And they, in many ways now, it looks like the tablets. They have a number of apps. So you can get YouTube videos. You can get internet access right on your television screen. So that's another way to basically get product and get some, you know, content.
So in review here, from disablemycable.com, you can just get over-the-air television. You can cut it back to basic cable. Then you can also get free shows on the internet and just have the cables going from your computer to the television, and you'll be watching those shows. You won't be paying anything in those circumstances. Then you can also cut your basic cable costs, your cable costs if you want to, by cutting back on the amount of services. and call and check out and see if you can cut some of the bill by cutting some of the programming that you don't need. So there's a lot of different ways that you can save. Lastly, Steve, this doesn't necessarily have to do with saving on cable or satellite, but why do you prefer satellite to cable?
Well, originally I liked satellite because they had a few little extras. Like, for instance, on all the major sporting events, and again, you know, I'm a sports fan. I know you're a sports fan. The golf, the tennis would always have extra channels. And I kind of like that, having four different channels to watch the U.S. Open golf or the Masters and things like that. And originally, you know, the cable DirecTV started with the Sunday Ticket and the whole NFL package, which now others have come along with. So that was one of the reasons why I originally liked cable. Of course, the downside is if the weather's bad, you may lose your signal.
With satellite, if the weather's bad, of course. Okay. Well, we've got a lot coming up on the program today, so you can hang with us here on Home Improvement USA. And do remember that if you like home improvement, we have a 24/7 channel, the Home Improvement USA station. And you can get that at internetfm.com, homeimprovementusa.com, and kwwradio.com. And that station features programs from across the country, including the Weekend Warriors out of the Pacific Northwest, Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford out of the Mobile, Alabama area. And you can also hear Tom Tynan and The Home Show from Houston, in addition to Home Improvement USA. It's all there at the Home Improvement USA 24/7 station.
It's awesome.
Back with more on the show.
Are your downspouts causing more problems than they're correcting? I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about controlling where that water goes right after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with rumble stone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumble Stone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Gutters and downspouts should move rainwater runoff away from your house so there's no erosion along the drip line of the roof. But if the downspouts don't direct the water far enough away, then you're simply dumping it along the foundation and you're creating even a bigger problem. Soil erosion here can do serious damage, and if there's a basement below it, it only gets worse. Water will find its way inside, creating mold and mildew problems. At the base of each downspout, there should be some sort of control for the water. A concrete or plastic splash block is the simplest form, but for even more control, pick up a flexible plastic downspout extension from the home center. This accordion-style pipe can be manipulated to turn the runoff in any direction you choose. That may include directing it into an underground drain pipe to carry the water to a safer spot. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. I am Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. And now, from my healthy home, we bring in America's healthy home expert, She is the president and founder of My Healthy Home. Her name is Caroline Blazovsky. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, good to have you. And Steve, you know, Caroline does a lot of, I'm looking on the website here, that's myhealthyhome.info, and she's done the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show, Doctor's Orders radio show, the Image Home Improvement, we know that one, Steve, with Steve DeBell. She's also done the Weekend Warrior show that you hear on the 24/7 Home Improvement USA channel. So she's been on a lot of home improvement radio programs. But now she's coming on what we consider to be a mediocre one. What about you, Steve? What do you think about that? Are we one of the better, the worst, or right in the middle?
Aim low. That's all I say. Aim low.
Okay. So, Caroline, tell us about My Healthy Home.
Well, basically, I'm a public educator. I've been educating the public about not only building aspects of having a healthy home, but also why it's important to have it from a health and wellness perspective. So my job is to basically evaluate homes, look at what you're exposed to in your home, how it's built, what vault organics you have, molds, allergens, pet dander, dust mites, you name it, and to figure out if this could be contributing to people's health effects or if it's impacting their wellness.
Okay, so you sell a variety of testing kits on your site, mold testing, water testing, air testing. So tell us about those.
Well, basically, we started this when we started working with physicians across the country. And, you know, obviously I was an inspector and I was only limited to the area I could go out to and to see homes. So we developed ways for homeowners wherever they were, whether it's internationally or nationally, to be able to test their homes for all kinds of toxins to figure out what their environment is really like. So we developed these kits, and it gives homeowners a way to test for things like vault organics and mold and VOCs and things that could contribute to not feeling well in your home.
Okay, there's a variety of places that sell these types of kits. How does yours differentiate maybe from some of the other ones out there?
Well, the difference is ours are a professional-based kit, so it's very equivalent to if I, as a home inspector and indoor air quality professional, went out and tested your home. The pumps that we use are identical to the pumps that a professional would use, and we use the same laboratories. So a lot of the kits that you'll see, especially with mold, they aren't really air samples. It's something where you'll take a tapelet sample and they'll analyze the mold, but they won't give you information about it. They're not going to tell you if you have a problem, what it means. Ours is a pretty comprehensive evaluation of what's going on in the house, and obviously we use it with physicians, so you need to be able to provide quality information. So that's how we differentiate ourselves from, you know, to other testing.
Okay. Tell us about the dangers of mold, please.
Well, molds are like people, so they're just like you and me, and they need food and air and water to survive. And unfortunately, the only way to really keep them out is to remove water sources. So, you know, when it comes to a building perspective, whether that's controlling your relative humidity or it's controlling leaks or it's making sure that our kitchens and bathrooms are being upgraded, you know, every 20 years to make sure that we don't have all these underlying secret places where mold's hiding behind our appliances and things like that, it becomes really important. And molds, unfortunately, because of how they operate, they do three things. So they basically are that fuzzy thing you see on a piece of fruit, but then they're also have the ability to sort of smoke cigarettes, I call it, where they put off a gas into the air. And then certain molds that are toxic molds have mycotoxins associated with them. And those all have the ability to suppress our immune system and make us not feel well.
Okay. Caroline Blazovsky is with us. She is president and founder of the company My Healthy Home, and their website is myhealthyhome.info, myhealthyhome.info. How do you prevent mold from coming in the home?
Well, molds are, you really want to try to control any sort of, you know, faulty plumbing, roof leaks. You want to make sure flashing's done properly around your doors and your windows if you're doing any kind of window installation. You want to make sure your bathrooms and basements aren't having water sources, and then also keeping humidity down in your home to control mold growth is really important. So we say that the optimal level for humidity should be about 30 to 50%, especially in a basement area. So if you get too low, if you go below 30%, you'll dry out your nasal passages and you'll be more prone to viruses and colds. But if you go above 50%, then you start to give food sources to things like mold and dust mites and bugs. So really keeping water and humidity down in your home is really important for lots of different reasons, not just for mold growth.
So, Caroline, as far as animal dander and things like that, you know, where are the dangers there, or the health issues that should be concerned about?
Well, it's good that you bring that up, because pets, right, though we love them and they're cuddly and we love to have them in our homes, really produce a lot of inflammation. They have proteins, and it doesn't matter whether they're hyperallergenic or non-hyperallergenic. The proteins they produce, if you're susceptible, produce inflammation. And so a certain percentage of the population will be allergic, but then also it will just systemically produce inflammation in people. So if you do have chronic disease or you have chronic illnesses, you really want to be cognizant about the decision to get a pet, because it will definitely affect the amount of inflammation you have in your body and could make conditions worse, especially if you are, you know, prone to things like asthma or other autoimmune conditions.
Okay, how did you get involved in all of this? You are a member of the IAQA, Indoor Air
Right.
Quality Association. Okay, but how did you get started in all of this?
I started years ago. I've been doing this for about 17 years now. And I started because I had allergies, and when I went to, you know, see a physician, I really felt like the resources they had for people who were dealing with allergy conditions were just not really comprehensive. So I said, look, there has to be something to do. How do we know when people have allergens? How do we know what's contributing to them in our home? And then I got into, you know, obviously testing for mold and things like that, and then it just proliferated and kept growing, and I learned more about our homes and then really became a public advocate for 90% of our health is really determined by your environment, your behaviors, and your genetics. So our houses play a really huge part in how we're going to feel every day. So it's my mission to promote wellness and say, look, these are things you can do in your home to help you be, you know, healthier as a human being.
Okay. Now, what about volatile organic chemicals, VOCs?
You guys know about VOCs and paint. So, you know, people are usually familiar with VOCs because we talk about low VOC paint. And people say, oh, I know that, you know, I'm supposed to buy a paint that has low VOC, it's better for me. But everything produces a VOC, really, whether it's personal care products, gasoline, automobile materials, cleaners, anything you use in your home, a lot of them produce what we call VOCs. And when these VOCs get too high in your home, that's when people start to have different symptoms. Maybe you'll get headaches, maybe you'll have asthma. So, and it compromises your indoor air quality. So the goal is to try to keep VOCs as low as you can. And you can do this in, you know, many ways. One, by like reducing, you know, products that you bring into the home, but then also looking at things like your heating fuel, making sure that you're maintaining your furnaces, making sure your combustibles are working properly, making sure that the products that you use when you're doing building or renovation are going to be lower VOC product is really important.
So another question. I know we've sort of talked about all these things that could cause toxicity or could cause a problem. What's the first sign that you might have a problem? But what changes would occur that would raise a red flag?
Right. That's an excellent question. So if you start having symptoms, and especially if you've been to a doctor and the doctor, you know, you do normal testing, blood work, and everything's coming back okay, and the doctor really doesn't have any indication as to why you might be experiencing maybe headaches, sinus infections, maybe you had a bout of pneumonia, maybe you've had, you know, chronic aches and pains, things that are just out of the ordinary for you, that's when you want to start to look inside your home and say, look, what am I being exposed to every day? What it could be potentially here that could be contributing? And that's when you start to evaluate it and hire someone like myself. You can go to healthyhomeexpert.com. That's our specific website for people who want to have their houses inspected. It's really great to start just one time of year. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to, you know, test for everything, but one test a year. It's just like you go to the doctor and have your blood work done. You want to have your house evaluated. So one time of year you do water. The next year you'll do VOC testing. The next year you do mold testing. Every 3 to 5 years you should be doing a mold test, for example. You know, then you can test for radon 1 year. So you just want to do these things one time of year to keep up with the health of your house and to make sure that your environment's, you know, healthy and that you're doing everything okay and that you're not exposed to anything that could be potentially not, you know, causing health symptoms.
Where do you test for mold?
Well, molds are, you know, can be anywhere. And most houses that I investigate do have mold, okay? You can go digging around in almost any house and find it. But it's the concentration of it, how bad the problem is, and then the type of mold that really determines if it needs to be remediated or if there's a problem. So typically in our kit, we have a kit, it's called Examinair, and it's examinair.net. And you can go there, and it's a mold and allergen kit that you can do. Any homeowner can do it. And basically what you do is you'll take three samples inside the house, and I usually say if you have a colonial or you have a ranch, you want one level, a test on each level of the home, and then one test is outside. And your outside test is your baseline test. That's telling you what's naturally occurring and what's normal, and then how is it different from what you have inside. And the two should correlate in a healthy environment. But when you start to have too much growth on the inside, more than the outside, then we know you have a problem that's systemic to your building, you know, building envelope or your building construction. So then you need to try to have that evaluated. But so usually it's about three samples inside, depending on the square footage of the house.
Okay. America's home expert, home health expert, Caroline Blazovsky, president and founder of My Healthy Home, and myhealthyhome.info is the site, myhealthyhome.info. And Caroline, we'd like to have you on the program again. Thank you very much for coming on today and helping us in this area.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, and we will be back with more. It is Home Improvement USA.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a TOCO warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With TOCO warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With TOCO, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call TOCO Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hi, this is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features 24 online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play, and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. I am Dave Rush, joined by Steve Leventhal. And now we bring in, from a company called Ideal Furniture, John Bellavie. John, how are you today?
Good day. Thank you. How are you?
All right. Doing fine. Steve, say hello to your guest here, John.
Hello to my guest here, John.
Okay. Hello, now, John. Steve. John, Ideal Furniture, this is kind of a different concept, but, you know, you're involved here. Tell us about what Ideal Furniture is and how your business kind of runs, but tell us about the furniture first.
Sure, thank you, and thanks for having me on. Ideal Furniture, what we've done is we put people in the mattress and furniture business, and what we've created is really a low startup cost, low overhead business. And any time you start a business, as you know, that has a low startup cost and low overhead, your chances of being successful go up tremendously. But on top of that, we've we have a high profit system of selling mattresses and furniture to the general public for a fraction of what they pay at the traditional brick and mortar stores.
Okay, so now how does that work, John? I mean, we'll talk about the business more, but let's talk about the furniture itself from Ideal Furniture. Where does it come from, and why would people want to buy furniture at an Ideal Furniture location?
Well, the furniture can come from any of the number of manufacturers throughout the United States. What we do is we put our owners in the relationships direct with the manufacturers so they can offer the products that they want. The reason why our business model works, and again, today everybody wants quality, value at the best price. And I guess it's always been that way. Maybe it's more exaggerated now in the new economy than ever before. But there's no difference when it comes to mattresses and furniture. So we're able to put them in the relationships, but our business model and our owners, we have a low overhead. We don't pay for advertising. We don't hire employees. So we're able to undercut the traditional brick and mortar stores, provide the same quality products, in some cases the same furniture, at a lower price, just because we don't have the overhead these stores have.
Okay. So say I am going to look for furniture and I go to Ideal Furniture. First off, where are you located? All over the country?
Yes. Currently, we've been expanding nationally for the last little over 5 years. We have over 160, we call them distribution centers throughout the United States.
Okay, so what will I see when I go into an Ideal Furniture store?
Most of our owners, primarily 70 to 80% of what they show is mattresses. That's what's, when somebody buys a mattress, they want to take it home and sleep on it tonight. Most people don't want to wait for a mattress. So you have a mattress selection, the owners, most of the time, they don't have a lot of furniture because, again, it takes up too much space. Too much money, and you really don't know what people want. So a lot of our owners, they help find what the customer's looking for via online or through a catalog.
Okay, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, I see these mattress stores, literally it looks like every corner, sometimes two and three in a corner. What's your competitive advantage over these mattress shops?
Yeah, it certainly gives you an idea of how big this market is, and it's not going away. It's only going to expand. They're projecting this year it's a $12 billion industry in the U.S., projected to go to $15 billion in the next 3 years. So if you think you see a lot now, wait for another 3 to 5 years. You're going to see a lot more. The big difference, Steve, is that we don't have the overhead that these stores have. You got to realize these stores have to do $1 million a year just to break even. That's their cost of rent, utilities, advertising cost, employee cost, which certainly adds up, can get very expensive. And they're not in the business just to break even. They're in the business to make money. So they're adding another usually 50 to 70% profit on top of covering all their costs. So when you walk into one of those stores, you're paying anywhere from 100 to 300% markup. We're able to provide the same quality and in some cases better quality at about 30% less. Because we don't have, again, the overhead that these retail stores have, because we don't pay for advertising, we don't hire employees, so we're able to undercut them and make as much profit as they do.
John Bellavy is with us from Ideal Furniture, and you can check them out at idealfurniture.org. That's idealfurniture.org. So, say I'm out there thinking about starting a business, okay? And, you know, usually on this show, we talk about products or services and, you know, their benefit to the listener. But this is also an idea as far as being a moneymaker. So why would a franchise like this be a good idea for somebody to look at? And I guess the first thing would be the low buy-in cost, right?
Correct, Dave. And the good news is that we're not a franchise. And what that means is there is no franchise fees or royalty fees that have to be paid. our owners get to keep 100% of the profits at the local level. And we've put a lot of people in the mattress and furniture business, and what we found is that it's not cookie cutter. And what I mean by that is we have some owners literally working out of a warehouse. And these are people that are part-time. They have a full-time job. Some of them own another business or two, and they work by appointment. And then we have owners that are in a retail location because it's more full-time for them. And some owners are there, you know, every day. Some are absentee. Their extent of their involvement is, you know, picking up the bag of cash at the end of the day and putting it in the bank. So it's just not a one-size-fits-all. It really depends on the owner, how they see themselves in the business, and of course, how much is in the budget. And we work within that means. And, you know, again, it costs more to get a retail location than a warehouse, but it really comes down to the owner, you know, as far as what they want to invest to start a business.
Do you have people that simply work out of their home and just use your company as the place where they will place their furniture by, so that they would have a computer or maybe a catalog that they can show people? Or online they can show the products and they can work that way? Or do you have to have an actual physical location?
Well, we do have people that work from home. We call them furniture brokers. Brokers, they don't have any inventory, of course. They don't have any shipping or receiving, but they can sell mattresses and furniture. Furniture make a great commission. But they need a distribution center to support them, even though, yes, they can sell online. But we do know that if you look at online sales versus somebody walking into a store, even though there is an online presence for buying mattresses and furniture, the general public, and still 90%, they want to go and have a location where they can see it, touch it, feel it, lay down on it, sit down on it. So local distribution is so important. But what we have is, in lieu of hiring employees, we have these furniture brokers that we set up in business with a marketing site, with an e-commerce site, where they can do one of two things: send customers to the distribution center or sell it online. But the whole program works because there is a local presence. There is a distribution center that has mattresses and furniture available for someone to look at.
Okay, so the furniture broker would simply be the one who initiates the interest and gets the potential customer to these distribution centers, as you say. Now, I'm looking on your site under distribution center, and you have Perfect Dreamer Sleep Shop, Cozy Furniture, Cozy Sofa. Tell us about the distribution centers. And your picture's up there, too, by the way, John. I see you right now. Nice suit and tie, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Perfect Dreamer is our own national name brand mattress line. And, you know, it's made in the Spring Air factories and with the same specifications as any of the Spring Air mattresses. The only difference is we don't put one of those labels on there that, you know, cost money. And what I mean by that is corporate doesn't spend a dime on advertising. So we're able to pass that savings along to owners in the form of low wholesale pricing, and in turn, they get to pass it on to their customers. We're usually 20 to 30% below the national chains or the national name brands, and it really goes back to people want the quality, the value, and the best price. So Perfect Dreamer is making a name for itself, but it's doing it organically and by word of mouth, and we feel that's the best form of advertising, really, to give people the quality they want. It's certainly at the best price. When it comes to furniture, same thing. It's having relations with manufacturers that supply the furniture for our network. We call them network partners, distribution centers. And the nice thing is distribution centers can work with the manufacturers that they want to work with. Somebody in the Northwest, they're going to work with a different set of manufacturers than somebody in the Southeast. So what we do is we facilitate those relationships, and they're direct. They work directly with the manufacturer. And we stay out of it. We're not somebody. We're not the middleman, so to speak. And putting those relations together, we're able to provide the same pricing that a guy that's been up the street and in business for 20 plus years. The only difference is with our low overhead business model, we can certainly undercut them 100% of the time.
John Bellavy, and that's idealfurniture.org is the website if you're interested in the furniture itself. Or in the business opportunity, you may want to check it out, idealfurniture.org. John, hey, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Hopefully we can do it again down the line. This is good information and actually an opportunity for maybe some those folks out in the audience. Thanks a lot.
That's great. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, and you are listening to Home Improvement USA. Remember, to reach us, you can do it via Twitter, at Radio Mogul, or if you want to email me directly, dave@homeimprovementusa.fm. dave@homeimprovementusa.fm. That is the email.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S, research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hi, this is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features 24 online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. And Steve, your mom lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. I live in Tempe, Arizona, a good chunk of the year. Why'd your mom move to Scottsdale, by the way?
Probably the same reason you did.
To get away from you? Put thousands of miles?
That would be one option. I think it was the
put
warm
thousands of miles of distance in between.
The warm, soft, generous warm climate.
Yes, exactly. Well, that was part of it. That's for sure. Well, I grew up in Wisconsin, so
sorry to hear that.
I used to look at maps when I was a kid and say, "Where am I going to go?" Usually, this would occur in January, February. Where am I going to go when it's when I'm old enough and I can go somewhere warm? And it turned out to be the Phoenix area. And from Scottsdale, Arizona, now we bring in State Farm agent Joy Estes. Joy, how are you today?
Dave, I never had it so good. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, you're in Scottsdale, so that's not bad at all. Steve, say hello to Joy. She has insured my condo in Arizona for many a year, almost 10 years now.
And it's still there.
Absolutely.
has not burned down, not a one claim, right, Joy?
You know what? You are like the most perfect policyholder ever in the history of mankind. I wish I could have my entire book of business of just Dave's.
Yeah, well, those are the best kinds, the ones that don't have any claims. So there you go. But I want to talk about homeowners insurance here on the show.
Okay.
We don't do that very often, but this is important. I would think that a lot of people with their homeowners policies don't get them checked and updated and get their policy to where their coverages rise with the value of their home, those types of things. What would you have to say to that?
You know, Dave, the most interesting thing in the world is people buy a home and they're under the rush of getting closed. And it's like if the last thing they think about is, oh, my gosh, I got to get insurance. And then somebody says, yeah, we'll contact so-and-so and we got to have it by this afternoon. And the next thing you know, you've gone through the process of insuring probably the greatest asset an American will ever have is his or her home. And they've done it in a panic under rush. And then the mortgage company pays that premium out into the future as long as there's a mortgage. I would say 90% of the people who buy homeowners insurance have no clue what they have. And it's the most important investment most Americans ever make. Wow, it's scary.
Okay. Steve, do you know what you have in your homeowner's policy?
Do I know what I have in my homeowner's policy?
Well, do you know, like, what is your coverage? Do you have an umbrella policy, or do you know
yes,
what you have?
We have an umbrella policy. I have a policy. If you come in here and you slip in the front door and you decide you want to sue me, I think I'm protected.
I wouldn't sue you, Steve. Okay, well,
put anything past you.
Okay, I have plenty of coverage because Joy makes sure of that. But go ahead, Joy. What were you going to say?
So an interesting thing, it would be my recommendation for every person after the dust settles and the house closes and the opportunity to sit down and talk to or at least review your policy. And when I say talk about it and review it, that not just the good stuff, but probably more important is to review what are the snakes in the grass and what the policy does not cover. Because if you go through life thinking, oh, I've got it all covered, it's all handled, inevitably it'll be something that shakes you like an earthquake, and it's like, ooh, earthquake's not covered, or settling's not covered, or jewelry has a limit on your policy. It is so much better to know what the snakes in the grass are prior to it, so you can either adjust the policy to fit your concerns or be aware of what maybe you need to take better care of than you had in the past.
Now, what about flooding? I think a lot of people run into confusion when it comes to flooding. When is that covered? When is it not covered? What are the ins and outs of that?
Oh, I love floods because everybody that calls my office when the toilet overflows, the words out of their mouth is flood. And granted, it's water coming out of the toilet and your carpets are wet and the walls got wet. But that is water coming from a plumbing fixture. And water coming out of a plumbing fixture is a covered loss. But when Mother Nature starts raining for 30 days and 30 nights and you start seeing the animals go by two, and now water is coming into your home from the ground coming in, that's what the federal government considers a flood. And there is no automatic flood coverage on a homeowner's policy. As a matter of fact, the only institution that's willing to provide flood insurance is the federal government called the National Insurance Flood Program. And so many insurance agents are licensed to be able to sell flood insurance, and most mortgage companies require flood insurance in order to get a mortgage if you're within a flood zone area. Keep in mind, 25% of floods happen outside of a flood zone area. So you can purchase flood insurance. A mortgage company may require you to buy insurance because it's in a flood zone. And just because you've got wet carpet, it's not necessarily a flood. If it comes from a plumbing fixture like the hot water heater or the dishwasher or the toilet overflowing, that's escape from a plumbing fixture. Flood is when it comes from outside and comes in from the ground.
Okay. Is flood insurance expensive? I'd imagine it is.
Well, it all depends. You know, if you're at the bottom of a bowl and then there's ocean on one side and rivers on the other, and you're at the bottom of that bowl, and the Army Corps of Engineers have determined that you're in a 50-year flood zone, that's very, very expensive. But if you happen to be on the top of a mountain overlooking the valley below, that flood zone's probably very inexpensive. So you can see premiums depending upon where you're located in a flood zone vary from $300 a year to $1,500 a year.
Okay, Joy Estes is with us. She's a State Farm agent out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, a lot of people have seasonal properties. They're not there all the time.
No, that's just you.
have seasonal property.
Well, no, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us.
We would all love to have seasonal properties and not be here all the time. June, July, and August are not nice times in Arizona.
Yeah, September's not all that great either. But let's address this. You know, I have somebody that checks my place. I want you to rest easy, Joy. Somebody comes and checks my place all the time. But do you have to keep records of this, or what's the parameters? Do they have to come every other week, or is there some kind of rule as far as making sure your property is looked after when you're not there?
And that's going to vary from insurance contract to insurance contract and company to company. So I can tell you about State Farm, okay? On seasonal property, we don't want it vacant. We don't want it to be empty of furniture. And we would ask that somebody checks in on it, but we can't prove that, but we would ask that that be the case. But knowing from 35 years of experience, here's what I would suggest. Have a main water valve shut off and have it shut off and have everybody know where that's at. Have people walking through the property at least once a week to make sure nothing has gone wrong inside. Definitely make sure the clutter around from the mailbox and the people who've dropped cards off at your front door, that those are picked up so that it doesn't look empty. But for having a process of a mandate of somebody to come look at it, it's smart, but not mandatory.
Okay. And people now, more than ever, I think, are taking actual photos and videos of their possessions and making that part of their record for their property and part of their homeowner's insurance, right?
You know, I started in 1982, and it was a recommendation at that time before we had cell phones and before we had video cameras that could fit in your hand, that a real smart thing is to go through and do a photo inventory. And we have such easy ways to store that now and such easy ways to get it accomplished. But it does more than one thing. It does probably the most important thing. In the event of a catastrophic loss, whether it be a fire or those terrific floods that come through and do whatever they do, if you find yourself in that position looking at this hulking, smoking building, you go into a form of shock. And it doesn't go away in months or weeks. It sometimes takes years. But imagine yourself being taken away with a blanket and the shoes that you've got on, that you put on, and you're now sitting in an apartment. And now then we maybe have, in the next week or 10 days, have got you in a secondary residence. But the question becomes, literally, what did you have? And I dare say, in that position, when you're in shock and you're starting to think, well, what did I have? Well, you're going to remember the couch and the TV and the chair. But the things that you're going to forget will be the, oh, yeah, I forgot. I had that little figurine that was sitting there that I got that was jade. So that photo inventory that you do does two things. And to me, the most important one is it reminds you of what you have. It documents that you had it. And those two things in itself will make an insurance claim, not that they're ever easy because it's a catastrophic event, but having a photo inventory will make a impossible thing to get through something that there's a light at the end of the tunnel and much easier.
And I got to imagine that that photo inventory or that video inventory needs to be kept off site.
You know, it would be really silly to have all those pictures in the album in the closet because it goes. So we either store it on disk, store it in the clouds, or if it's a photo album, give it to your family member that's not living in the house or take it to the office. But you're absolutely right. Do not store that inventory at home.
All right, Joy Estes, State Farm in Scottsdale, Arizona. Thanks very much for coming out. Real quickly, where'd you come from? Did you grow up in Arizona?
I'm so excited. I got to come from Roswell, New Mexico, and I'm here to tell you my brother was born 9 months after the crash.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're from before the crash. How do we know you're not an alien? Okay,
you
Joy.
Know what?
Well,
we
thanks.
Don't.
Thanks much for coming on the show. We'll do it again a few months down the line. Joy Estes, State Farm. Have a great day.
Dave, always my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, and she's a fun guest. Always a good time. A lot of energy when she comes on Home Improvement USA. Remember, Home Improvement USA Radio is available at liveonlineradio.com, tunein.com, and iTunes.
That floral wallpaper your grandmother picked out 50 years ago just isn't working anymore. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about an option for ugly wallpaper right after this.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
I always try to recommend removing wallpaper whenever possible, but sometimes it just isn't feasible, whether it's constraints in time, budget, or both. Wallpaper can be painted over successfully, but there are a few things you need to do to make sure your paint job doesn't come crashing down around you. First, add adhesive to any loose pieces and seams. You don't want excess moisture creeping behind the paper. Next, use a small putty knife to apply drywall joint compound over the seams. After it dries, use a damp sponge to remove any excess compound from the wall. Finally, remember that it's the moisture in latex paints that can loosen wallpaper glue. So when you apply the primer coat, use an oil-based paint. Follow these few simple steps and you'll enjoy a freshly painted room for years to come. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1987 on The Year in Sports. The Washington Redskins finished 1987 with a 14-4 season in the NFC, making them the best in the league. That season culminated in a Super Bowl victory over the Denver Broncos, and the Redskins making history by starting the first African-American quarterback in a Super Bowl, Doug Williams. In the NBA Finals, it was the LA Lakers over the Boston Celtics 4-2. The key moment of the series was Magic Johnson's junior skyhook in Game 4. The 1987 World Series, named the Series on the Mississippi, with both cities located on the banks of the Mississippi, saw the Minnesota Twins beating the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3, giving the Twins their first World Series victory since 1924. And in Stanley Cup playoff action, it was Wayne Gretzky's final season with the Edmonton Oilers. They took their fourth Stanley Cup in 5 years by sweeping the Boston Bruins 4-0. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1987 on The Year in Sports.
Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. Save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Get 50 blue or 50 yellow pills for just $99. You save more than $500. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-967-6803. 800-967-6803.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1992 on The Year in Sports. After having the worst record in the league in the late 80s, the Dallas Cowboys had turned things around by 1992, thanks in part to the trifecta of Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. The Cowboys finished their NFC season with a 16-3 record and went on to beat the Buffalo Bills for their third Super Bowl victory. 1992, a big year for Michael Jordan. He was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player for the second year in a row as the Chicago Bulls retained the title from the Portland Trail Blazers. The 92 World Series was the first series ever played outside of the United States. It pitted the Toronto Blue Jays against the Atlanta Braves and ended with Toronto defeating Atlanta 4-2. Two in a row for the Pittsburgh Penguins in Stanley Cup play. They won the best of seven series, 4-0 against the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1992 on The Year in Sports.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
605-3081.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at baseballvoices.com. That's baseballvoices.com.